It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Well, I'm very happy on this edition of The Interface that I've got some great news to give everyone out there. As we all know, Jamar Magic Justice has been sidelined with an ankle injury since June, but we have gotten confirmation that he has been cleared by his doctors. He is 100% rehabilitated, and he is ready to start competing again in IYFW. I know all our fans out there are going to be happy to hear that news. I know Jamar is definitely happy about that news, and he's going to want to be ready because a match has been signed to take place on November 12th in Balsam Spa, New York, when IYFW presents the Brass Ring, and it will be the Elimination Match of Survival. This is a 3-on-3 elimination tag match. On one side will be the current IYFW Tag Team Champions, The Enemy, Adam Badger, Michael Monroe, and they will be teaming with the IYFW New Breed Champion, the Mighty Franz Roddy, against the combination of Shiloh Robinson, Loverboy Ricky Williams, and Jamar Magic Justice. What a match this is going to be. Six-man elimination tag match. And because this event, the Brass Ring, from what we're being told, is all about championship opportunities, the stipulation will be that if one, two, or all three members of Jamar's team can survive the match, then they will all get respective title matches at a later date. Jamar and Loverboy would get a tag team title shot, and Shiloh would get a New Breed title shot. On the other side, though, if the Franz Roddy team is able to survive in some way, shape, or form, they won't have to worry about Jamar, Loverboy, or Shiloh challenging them anytime soon. Those three men will go back to the end of the line, so to speak, and other contenders will step up. A truly big opportunity for these six men. And just to put this match over the top, Minister Max Burton has stated that he is making the Elimination Match of Survival the main event on November 12th in Balsam Spa, New York. What a match that is going to be. Now, we're going to switch gears here a little bit here, and I know per management I can't talk about this a lot, but we need to address the situation concerning the Savage Wolves, CJ Scott and Damon Ravage. Now, we all know what these two guys did back on October 1st at the Season 5 Cauldron of Hate show, and now there's this video here at this website of them attacking students at the IYFW Academy. CJ and Damon, they feel that they're being treated as, they stated in their email that was posted here, I'm quoting them, second-class citizens, but as far as I'm concerned, they're just being bullies. They're trying to make a point at the expense of other people in IYFW. What is going to be done about this? We can't get any answers from management. All Minister Max Burton says is no comment. He doesn't want to talk about it. What's going to happen next? Will the Savage Wolves attack again? Will they attack at the IYFW Academy? What if they were not given a match on November 12th in Balsam Spa? Will they attack someone in the parking lot? What could happen here? We just don't know. We're going to try to get some answers for you here at The Interface about this situation. Now, before I talked about the tag team titles and I talked about the New Breed title, now let's talk about the top prize in this company, and that is the In Your Face Wrestling Championship currently held by Pierre the Beast Vachon. And there's been a lot of talk going on about who the next top contender is going to be for Vachon. John's title. Now, automatically, I assumed, that Vigo would be the one to get the next title shot. However, it was confirmed to me that when management negotiated the contract between Vachon and Vigo for their match back in October 1st, they neglected to include a rematch clause. So Vigo is not automatically the next top contender. However, he is definitely someone who is lobbying to be the next top contender. Other people like Drake Evans are talking about they deserve a title shot. And someone else who's been coming out of the woodwork as of late is the Pillar Roman Dominguez. Roman Dominguez, of course, was the first and longest reigning IYFW New Breed champion to date, and he feels that it's his time to move up the ladder. It's his time to challenge Pierre Vachon for the title. So those three men, a lot of other individuals, all staking claim to be the next top contenders. I understand that Minister Max Burton, the championship committee, the board of directors, they're going to be having a lot of meetings over the next few weeks to talk about this, to debate, to see who the next top contender is going to be. And I want to know from you fans out there, who do you think should challenge Pierre Vachon next? Email us here at iwifewrestling.com. We want to hear your feedback about this situation. Well, I think that's going to do it for this edition of The Interface this week. Coming soon, we'll be talking more about the top contenders for the IYFW Championship. We're going to see if we can get some more information about the Savage Wolves situation, and we'll be talking more about matches that have been signed for November 12th, other talent we're going to be seeing that night in Balsam Spa, New York, when IYFW presents the Brass Ring. For iYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.